everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie, I'm your host. I'm so happy to be here. If you are listening live, it is the 28th of October, practically Halloween. Oh dear. Nell's gonna bark. Her dad just left and she's mad. It's probably fine. It's about 11 a.m. Pacific time. If you are listening live, I want to welcome you to the show. If you're listening to an archive or a replay, I also want to welcome you. I want to let you guys know that I'm over in the chat room, and you can find me by heading over to 12radio.com. Click on the chat button, and you'll be redirected into the Facebook chat. But you can also watch this event if you'd rather, and you can do that by heading over to YouTube or Facebook and look for Katie Weaver Domestic Mystic, and you'll see the live stream there. So that's what's going on, and I promise I'm not ignoring you. I just realized that I had two videos I wanted to share and I didn't get them up. If you're over in the live on 12 Radio, you'll also see in the comments underneath my banner that I did also put a link to the live stream if you'd rather watch that. So I am going to show you a little video, a couple of them, of my yard. As promised, I usually give you a little tour of what we have going for Halloween any given year. And oh, do we have stuff this year? Not a lot. We did not do as much this year as we normally do. Just had a lot of other things going on. You know how it goes. Maybe that's where it is. I'm so confused. You might only get the night look. I made a video in the daytime. Pardon me, and in the nighttime. There's the daytime look. Okay. There we go. Okay. We really only made one new piece this year, but that's okay. Such is life. We've been busy. Okay. So, let me pull a couple of things up here for you. I swear, all of the best intentions of being prepared sometimes just fall on their face. You know. I was prepared, though, and I do have an awesome show for you today. So, all right, so I have videos for you. Just remember that I do live against a pretty busy road, so you're always going to get a lot of highway noise, and there's nothing I can really do about that. So I'm going to give you the day look and the night look. So I'll give you the day look first, and then I'll let you see what it looks like in the dark. All right, here's the day look of our yard for Halloween. That's a little monkey skelly in a cage. With this raccoon on top and some little raccoon babies on the sides. And then of course a hanging zombie baby in a cage. And one more. Zombie baby in a cage. And then these are new this year. These cute little rooster solar lights. That one's a skelly, of course. And a ghost. And a witch. And a pumpkin. Are they cute? And then there's Ariel. Oh, excuse me, that's the mermaid. And our skelly dog. Little skelly dog. And the skelly dinosaur. And this cute tree. She was definitely better in the night video, but she's really cool lit up. And then up around the step, we've got our skull towers,
the Raven Skull, and just lots of little doodads and so-and-sos. And our little skelly cow and horse. And skelly dragon. And these two. Skelly flamingos. And of course from last year, our new big skelly dog. And gigantic skelly, who these two actually stay up year round. This guy, and then new this year is our stag. This guy is so freaking cool. Look at that rack. He has had the magpies all over him. And then Scott couldn't resist but give him a rider as well. And our other last, well, a couple new things this year, I guess. This giant clock right here, hanging out in the front yard. The neighbors don't like that. And then lastly, Scott bought two new zombie babies last year on clearance after Halloween, and didn't really have a place to put them, and didn't want to just throw them out, you know, sit them on the step or something in case they'd get stolen. So he made them a playpen. Are we crazy? Yes, we are. But anyway, happy Halloween, everybody.
And the night look. And there you go. So, happy Halloween. And I never give you a peek of the inside of my house. I should. I don't do as much inside as outside, but there are things, but someday I will. Right, the tree is so cool. So the tree, believe it or not, I bought at Christmas time last year and had it inside my house just in purple. It either can be purple or orange. And I just had it in solid purple, and I clipped little fairies to it, and that was my Yule tree. And I'll probably do that again this year, because it is gorgeous in the house, but Nellie has been a little hard on it. She's tipped it over about, you know, 1,000 times, so there's that. Yeah, the tree skeleton guy is cool. And see, he's over next to the crow feeder, too, and so he's constantly got a pile of magpies sitting on his arms and on his head and stuff. The crows just come and eat and they go up to their higher trees, but the magpies chill in the front yard. They're sitting on everything, you know, they're getting into everything. So anyway, I love it. I like them there. But I also wanted to show a little story about this brave little piggy right here. So the rug he's standing on is a new rug that I just put in here recently. And for some reason, the pigs have been unable to walk across it. Their eyesight's not very good, and they're both very skittish and suspicious of new things. So it's not a huge surprise, except for that this is where he's walking into is in on top of a bookshelf there is where I keep the cat food and peanuts that I feed to the crows and the magpies every day. And they know that they'll get a peanut if they come in there while I'm getting that food out. It's part of our morning routine. And so lately, they both have insisted on being in the kitchen, running along the side of that rug, honking and screaming at me while I was getting the peanuts out, because they want their peanut, but they were too afraid to walk across the rug. And this morning, Fiona forgot about the peanut and had gone downstairs, and Zig just marched right across that rug and came in for his peanut. And I was so proud of that brave boy. He's finally managed to walk across the rug. Isn't that crazy? Anyway, so there's Zig being the bravest boy. We'll see what happens tomorrow. I'm wondering if he shows Fee that, you know, he is safe to walk across it, if she'll start walking across it too. I would imagine that's true. But even as food motivated as these two are, they weren't willing to cross the line to get a peanut. They were having a panic in the kitchen for their peanut. So anyway, hilarious. He's crazy. Or I'm crazy. Yes, no, that's probably more right. Well, I went to Salt Lake over the weekend to a concert with my sisters. You probably noticed we've had kind of a series of girls' trips this year, and we have had so much fun. We used to do more of this, and then COVID happened, and then I think we all just kind of forgot what the hell we were doing. So this summer, we've had a lot of fun. We've been to Salt Lake 3 times. We've been to Tacoma. So this was our last Salt Lake trip. We do have one more trip coming up, but it's still a secret, so I can't say anything. But we went to this hilarious lady right here. This is Sarah Millican. She is a British comedian that is so damn funny and relatable. She's 50. She's in menopause or perimenopause. And she's just awesome. And I love her. And we had a blast at her concert. It was at the University of Utah. And to sit in the chairs in the University of Utah hearing a comedian use, well, the language she was using, it did my heart a little good, to be honest. Anyway, we had a super good time. But one of the fun things we did is we went to Chinatown in Salt Lake, which isn't huge, but it's a large shopping area. Anyway, large for me with these legs. Anyway, we shopped in their big supermarket and had a really cool time. One of the things I bought was this tin of rose petal black tea that I cannot get enough of. I've been drinking it every day. It is so nice. So that's what I'm working on as we speak in my fancy new mug for the season that's probably only going to make it through this season. I bought 2 of these. I managed to already break one of them in half, and this guy is pretty chipped up, so he'll probably just survive the season, and then I'll replace it next year. But anyhow, yeah, so we had a good time. It was a lot of fun. And now back to reality, because things are tough here in the old US of A for a lot of people. I had shared last week on Facebook that it was looking like my health insurance next year was going to go up to $2,500 a month. That was for 4 of us. So I've been working with my agent. There was one mistake that he was able to repair that brought it down quite a bit. And we dropped Micah because he's going to be 26 in January anyway, and I wouldn't be able to insure him. So he's going to have to get his own insurance now, which he can do, and I'll help him do. But we need to, we haven't carried Matea in years because her job provides insurance. So with the ACA, if you have access to other insurance, you can't access the ACA, at least in Idaho. So we haven't carried her for a long time. So anyway, now Micah's going to have to do his thing. His job does not provide insurance. And Mars, of course, is still a student. So Mars, by the way, graduates in December. And then she'll be taking the LSAT in February and applying to law school. So lots coming up for her. And I'll share more about graduation when it comes up. But at any rate, I did want to share a graduation picture with you, though. I'll do that. So at any rate, with all of those things being said, The other thing is that it looked like the plan that we were signed up to actually was being phased out. And the agent told me, we should have pulled you off that last year. We've probably cost you quite a bit of extra money. Oh, well, okay then. Boo, but life goes on, I guess. So anyhow, it's probably fine. I know it's all fine. But so now it has come down, and hopefully he says there's a few more things we can do. I'm going to speak with him today. So now we're looking at $800 a month for three of us. And if that seems insane, it's because it is. But unfortunately, that's exactly where we are now. So, yes, we're likely right in the ballpark of where it's going to land. So around $800 a month for insurance. Yeah. But to be fair, my medical bills far exceed that every year. And when I was thinking about maybe what I could do without, it wasn't very much. Really wasn't anything. So we're working it out. We're going to get down to something that's a little bit more reasonable, but it's scary. But again, I know it's not just me. It's everybody. I know that lots of people aren't getting paid currently. I know a lot of people are losing other benefits that they need right now, and particularly food stamps. It makes me sick inside to think about families going hungry, whether they are military families or civilian families or just people who rely on food stamps at this point because that's how they're feeding their families. None of this is okay. I think it's really terrifying. And so, at any rate, it's just a reminder to everyone to keep an eye on your neighbor. Make sure that the people in your world are okay, that they're getting what they need. We can all help where we can. And that's probably the best we can do at this point. But those are things that are in my heart. Lucky for me, our chickens are just laying like mofos. Is that a fair word? The chickens are laying like nobody's business at this point. And so because of that, man, do I have eggs. So I've offered them online. I've offered them in a couple of groups, and I've located a couple of extra food pantries that are popping up that I'll take eggs over to this week. But I feel like at this point, that's what we can all do is just pay attention to those around us and make sure that the people that that their needs are met. So at any rate, these are things that we all need to know about and think about and show compassion to our neighbors. Everybody needs it. Here's a couple of Mars's graduation pictures. Honestly, she sent me like 25 and I loved them all, but that's a couple. She'd probably kill me because, the ones that I choose as my favorites are definitely not going to be hers, but anyway, very proud of this kid and excited to see what she does next. And have some big surprises that I'm not allowed to share yet, but I will here in the next month or two about where she's headed and what's going on with her. So lots of good stuff. Okay. Well, let's get into Luminous. So the theme of the show and the theme of the magazine are typically the same, and that's the same this week. I was thinking about how I've taught you how to make spell jars. I've taught you how to do candle magic. I've taught you how to freeze people out of your life that need to be removed. I've taught you how to clear space, 16 ways to Sunday. But have we talked enough about how to use magic and energy work to make the world a better place? Maybe we have, I don't know. Maybe there's not enough. Maybe we can't talk about that enough. Maybe that's what's right. So Lillian, there's lots of channels that will teach you how to do that. There's a whole collective of women over on TikTok doing that all the time. I'm going to go a different direction today. Because there are so many suffering people in this world right now. Have you heard about what's happened in Jamaica? There is a horrific hurricane battering Jamaica right now and the Caribbean in general. And it's hard to fathom what the damage is going to look like when that's over. And lots of other things. So I called this episode Spellcraft for the Soul, Mending the Collective Heart. Everybody can feel it right now. We're not okay. We're just not okay. And you see it in the news, especially somebody who does crime like I do. Well, doesn't do crime, reports on crime, follows crime. People are not okay. We're seeing some of the most unhinged, crazy bananas stuff you've ever heard of right now. Collectively, we're not okay. And we're really seeing that in the way people behave. Right? We're feeling all of this, the grief, the anger, the division, the hurt, the confusion. But we have magic. We have a balm. We have a way to offer something different. So that's what we're going to do. So this entire article is ideas, different rituals, spells, things you can do to help bless the world. It's my hope that we all can take a little time. If you could do this as a part, so just pick something as a part of your daily routine, your daily meditation, your own daily ritual, amazing. If you just set aside a couple of times a week that you do collective work, amazing. Whatever you have time for, whatever your heart's calling you to, that's the right thing. I'm not here to tell you what you have to do or who you have to be or anything of the like. I'm just here to share what I can with you, my ideas, what I know with you, and let you decide how that looks, how that works for you, period. Isn't that the best any of us can do, really? I think that's probably true. So, the heart flame ritual. When the world feels cold or cruel, like, I don't know, now, light becomes an act of rebellion. Imagine being a part of the resistance by bringing your light. Choose a pink, green, or white candle. You could also use gold if you want. But these are colors of the heart. These are colors of the of unconditional love. So take your candle and hold it between your palms and say, speak right into the candle, I am love's keeper. As I light this flame, may kindness rise and ripple outward. Visualize threads of light spiraling from your heart around the hearts of others, friends, strangers, even people you don't like. Let the candle burn as long as you safely can. You know, with chime candles, you can usually just let them burn all the way down. If you don't have time for that, then put it out and use it again for a spell another day. That's okay too. Don't ever let time be the reason that you can't do anything. Modify where you need to modify. Not a thing wrong with that. As the candle burns, imagine the flame carrying peace onto the unseen corners of the world. Just carrying peace everywhere. You don't have to change the world, but you will. All you have to do is change the energy that you contribute. If you've been feeling angry, frustrated, defeated, join the club. That's okay. Nothing wrong with that. No judgment. But when you can pivot into something else, at least for a few minutes, you bring a different energy to the world that is helpful, that's useful. Right now, the energy of fear and defeat and division and anger is consuming us. It is destroying us. And we got to be above it. We've got to get ourselves above it. The good thing is I know we can. Now, the Water of Grace spell. You know that water remembers. You know that water adapts to the energy that is that it's exposed to. We know this. Water carries vibration, emotion, prayer. Good and bad, right? So fill up a bowl or a glass or a jar with clean water and then bless it. Hold it into your heart. Whisper words of blessings over it. May this water bring comfort. May it flow where it's needed. Or anything else you want to say. Anything else you want to bless that water with. If you practice some kind of energy work, fill it up with Reiki. Fill it up with light. Do whatever you do, whatever feels right. And then take that water and pour it into the earth. You could add it to your bath. You could water your plants with it. You could even take that water to public places. Pour a little on the trees at the public park or in front of City Hall or at your kid's school or wherever you want to take it to spread more light there, to put more love there, to put a better energy there. Use your water. It's powerful and it spreads. If you're near natural water, touch it with your fingertips and breathe gratitude into it. Don't ever forget the power of water and the energy that you can spread with it. That's huge. As you know, water is connected. And not only is all water connected to itself, all water is connected to us. Because a good part of our bodies is made up of water. And of course, we all have to have water to live, every living being on this planet. Okay, herbs. Herbs for an open heart. When your energy feels closed off, when you feel like you don't have anything left to give, or you just are feeling yourself jaded, bitter, emotionally exhausted, frustrated, here's a few herbs that can help. Rose for unconditional love. Ergo, my tea. Lavender for emotional release. Lemon balm for calm and optimism. And hawthorn for strength and protection of the heart. You could blend all of these together. You could just use one. You could use just a couple. You could add other herbs to this that feel useful for you. All of those things are good. You could make this into a tea blend, so that you can just sip it. You could make it into a satchel. You could put it in a little medicine pouch and put it around your neck. You decide. You get creative. As you sip or carry the blend, repeat. With every breath, I invite tenderness. With every heartbeat, I share it. The wind whisper spell. The air itself carries messages, spoken, sung, and whispered. And if you're like me, you live in a place that has an abundance of wind. We don't have the kind of damaging wind, usually, that some of you guys get, but the wind blows here a lot. When I was a little girl, I was born in a place called Driggs, Idaho, that is right up against the Teton Mountains. And we lived there when I was little, up in that area. And my mother had come, she's from here, but she, until she was in high school, had lived in Kanab, Utah, and in Las Vegas. And Vegas is a pretty still place. This is because of where it's located. After she married my dad and moved where I was born, up into Teton Valley, up against the Tetons, the wind never stops up there. Like, literally never. It's either a hot wind in the summer or a cold wind in the winter, but the wind is always blowing. Having chapped skin from wind is a reality up there because the wind is always blowing. So, and she hated it. She couldn't stand it. It was very disruptive to her energy. And you'll find that with some people. Their energy is very disrupted by heavy wind. I don't like a lot of wind either, but it was disruptive enough to her that they moved to Rexburg, where I live now, because she could not deal with that constant wind all the time. Also, if you ever had a baby that was really reactive to wind, well, I think that living in a windy place would super suck. But and I had one. Matea, when she was a baby, Matea was born in March, and it was a really windy spring. And it didn't matter whether you took her outside or not. If the wind blew all day, that baby cried all day. The energy of wind was very disruptive. So when I started looking at various ideas for using wind in magic, it gave me a really different perspective. Because to be honest, usually I'm like, oh, please don't let the wind blow today, right? Maybe you're, well, me going to a fair and, you know, don't want all my stuff blowing onto the ground. Or maybe you're having a picnic or your whatever, and you don't want wind. But an interesting idea to use wind in a more helpful way. So if you have energy like I do towards wind, maybe this will help you. The idea that air carries messages spoken, sung, and whispered is, to me, very compelling. So step outside on a windy day and face the wind, or maybe you live in a windy place. Right, clairaudient much, right? Yeah. Speak your blessings aloud. May love surround the lonely. May peace reach the frightened. May hope visit every home. Or anything else you want to add to that. Then visualize the breeze as your messenger, scattering your words like petals across the earth. This is a great practice after journaling. If you write some affirmations or something that you want to share, a message that you want to share with the world, this is a really potent way to do that. All right, energy work for a heavy world. We're empaths around here. We tend to absorb energetic influences, for better or for worse. And right now, this is a good time to take your power back and use energy and energy work to your benefit. So here's a few ideas. The cleansing sweep. So stand with your feet planted and brush your hands down your body, just brushing down from the top of your head clear to the bottoms of your feet. Just imagine gray energy falling away. Just like you came out of the attic and you're covered with dust and cobwebs and shit, right? You're just wiping it off. You're just brushing it off all the way to the bottom of your feet. Let it all fall away and then wash your hands to symbolically rinse it off. The heart glow. Back to the cleansing sweep. Like, you know, as soon as you leave Walmart, right? All right. The heart glow. Place one hand on your heart and one on your solar plexus. So just easy enough, right? Breathe slowly, imagining a soft pink glow expanding until it fills up your aura, and say, my heart is open but protected. My light is strong but gentle. And just stand in that space, stand in that energy. Lillian, I would love to do that. I absolutely will do that. I have a crystal bowl sitting next to me. The mirror shield. Visualize a mirror-like surface surrounding you reflecting negativity while allowing love to flow in freely. This is a really good shield to put up before entering social media spaces, crowds, emotionally charged conversations, or anywhere else that you feel like you pick up a lot of other people's stuff and it's not things that you want. What about general acts of everyday kindness or everyday magic? Magic isn't just herbs and candles and crystals and full moons. It's not just spell jars. Magic is in your intention. It's in your choices. It's in your tone. It's in your presence. It's in your behavior. Because all of that is a reflection of your intent. So here's some small spells, easy things, things that you do anyway, maybe, that you could expand your magic. Compliment freely. Every kind word is an energetic blessing. Simple enough, right? I had the most interesting conversation with Matea last night. We were talking about a concert 2 weeks ago. Scott and the kids went to Salt Lake to a 3-day country music festival event that the kids had, they bought tickets for Scott for his birthday, and they all went down, and I stayed home because we had the witches market. Also, there's no way I was going to that event. My legs wouldn't have supported it. And somebody needed to take care of these dogs. So we split ways for the weekend, and Scott went with the kids. She was talking about how at this event, how Micah and his good friend Big Mike that was with them, that they were, how much they complimented the other men that were there. And she was kind of teasing him. She was like, yeah, you guys, you know, always are saying that the girls were the fashionistas that are, you know, comparing ourselves to everybody. But she's like, you and Big Mike were constantly complimenting guys on their boots, on their hoodies, on whatever. She's like, I just noticed that. And she was kind of teasing him. But I was like, that's actually really, really healthy masculinity, you know, that men can say nice things to each other without getting all weird, you know, or getting afraid that it's gay and getting homophobic. And, you know, like there's a lot of reasons why men have a hard time just relating to each other. And I think the younger men do a better job at that. But I loved hearing that, that these two were just wandering around complimenting everybody. Good on you. And I have a question for you about compliments. Can you receive one? Can you receive one without getting weird? If somebody says, hey, I like that dress, do you say, I bought it for $1 at a yard sale? Or do you just say, thank you, I like it too? For some reason, we have been conditioned to not receive compliments well. I don't know why. Maybe I do. That's probably a whole nother soapbox we don't need today, but consider how you receive compliments and if you can allow yourself to have them. And if you have a hard time with it, start working on it. Start working on only saying back, thank you. No explanation. No need to downplay yourself or whatever it is that's being complimented. No need to explain it. Just thank you. It might be easier than you think if you just let yourself practice. But if you catch yourself wanting to degrade yourself every time someone gives you a compliment, work on it. Let yourself have that. You too are deserving of good things and of kind words, right? Weird how we have a hard time letting ourselves have that. So no more. Thank you, Lillian. I appreciate that. Listen deeply. Oh, I want to go back to compliments. I wasn't done. Can you compliment other people? Does that make you uncomfortable? It's okay if you don't. There's no judgment. But I just wanted you to consider that within yourself. Is it something that you are able to do, that you allow yourself to do, or that you even consider doing? Paying someone a compliment is a really interesting way to help boost somebody up. Scott and I had an interesting experience a long time ago at a craft store. And it's always stuck with me because I always see that girl. She works there and I see her in there. But there was a girl that was ringing us up, and she was really, I noticed while she was ringing up other people, her hair was really done. Like she'd spent time on this hair, something I don't do. And so I honor that in other people because I don't. And that's. It's fine either way, but her hair was really cute, but she clearly had worked super hard on it. And she was fiddling with it a lot while she was ringing people up. Like it was bothering her, maybe, or it wasn't quite doing what she wanted. But I thought, I don't know. It was clear to me that her hair was, maybe she was feeling self-conscious or funny about her hair, and she'd clearly worked hard on it. We've all done it, right? A hairstyle or an outfit you thought you were going to love, and then you get out in public and it's not going well, and you wonder what the hell's wrong with you. It was maybe something like that. I don't know. So I said to her while she was ringing us up, I said, "Hey, I really like your hair. It's beautiful. It looks great." And that girl about melted into a puddle on the floor. And after we left, Scott said, "You embarrassed the hell out of her." And I was like, "No. She needed it. It was a message she needed." He was like, "Why did you even mention her hair?" And I said, "Because she was mentioning her hair. She didn't say it, but she was mentioning it in the way she was acting, and her hair was clearly a thing for her today, and that's why." But it's my hope that just by saying something kind about her hair helped her relax and have a better day and feel like, "Okay, I am okay. I'm okay. My hair is okay. I'm okay." But compliment freely as you can. Obviously, genuinely too, but compliment freely. Listen deeply. Listening without interrupting is a healing act. When you can listen to understand versus listen to respond, you can have a very different kind of conversation. We don't always do it, we're not always good at it, but it is a good goal. When people feel like they're truly heard, their hearts are healed. Leave loving notes. This is an interesting one. You can write small affirmations and leave them in public spaces. I used to have a post-it note and a pen, like a pad of post-it notes and a pen, cute ones, in my bag lots of years ago. And I just like write a positive affirmation anytime I visited a bathroom stall and just stuck it up. I haven't done that in a long time, but I used to. Can you hear these dogs howling? I'm sorry if you can. I don't know what it's about. There's something in the front yard that's got them. Yeah, no, that didn't help. Okay. Donate. It's not too bad. Oh, good. I'll just shut my office door. They don't like getting locked out because they like to come and go and see what I'm doing, but that's a little much. Okay. They're crazy. Okay. Donate or volunteer. These are physical acts of magic, right? Spreading your goodness. That's an act of magic. Bless your messages. Before you send a text or post online, just pause for a moment with whatever it is that you're sending or you're saying and bless that. May this carry kindness. May this carry peace. May this spread love to others. May this influence people in a positive way, whatever it is. Tara said Halloween decorations in the wind. Probably. The neighbors also just they found a kitty in a garbage, they said, and brought home that's living in their on a little in a cat house in their on their front step. And he's over here quite a bit getting into the crow food, so maybe it was him. He's one of those cats that kind of looks like his mom's cut his hair, you know? I'll have to get a picture of him. He's cute. Jane said, "I just posted something that isn't loving." Listen, Jane, that's okay too. Everybody, we're all in a different space right now, and I'm certainly not judging anybody for your response. Sometimes it's just finding some balance too, right? All right. So, a closing blessing, considering. Consider light a candle tonight and just whisper into it. I am one flame among millions. Together we are dawn. And so it is. So that's just some kindness magic for you. Some taking good care of the planet magic. Some taking good care of each other magic. I love that. Suzanne said, I always bless items I donate for the next owners and give thanks. I don't. And I love that you do. And that's something that I want to do more and think of more. Yeah. Yeah, please don't let me tell you that you can't feel the way you feel. I think that there are many different forms of activism, and I know I cycle through all of them. Sid said, I love to receive and give compliments. I think store cashiers really enjoy getting them. Lots of them wear eye-catching accessories. True. Yeah. Jane said she compliments funky styles all the time because if I was their age, I'd be doing the same. I love it. Lillian said she likes giving compliments but has a hard time accepting them. Okay. Challenge on. Let's see. Oh, I wanted to say Tara said that her kids could use some of that energy. They're headed back to school tomorrow. The teachers have been forced back after a 3-week strike. Oh, gosh. I'll bet that whole school could use it. People are probably at each other's throats. Oh, goodness. Well, all the love to your kids and to their whole school. Okay. Well, let's keep moving because I do want to do some singing bowl work. I think that's a brilliant idea. Kelly's article this week, Return of the Stars and Women Who Haunted the Gothic. First of all, she's announcing a return to Bitch Scopes, which is fantastic. Always loved Bitch Scopes. And then her article itself is about women who haunted the Gothic. She's talking about women who were writing horror long before you might have known. In fact, before a lot of men were. Talking about people like Mary Shelley and Anne Radcliffe and others. So definitely read this. It's awesome. I love all the stuff that Kelly's uncovering. It's so good. I have learned more from her Refeminist History articles about the badass women in history than I ever did in school. I can tell you that, of course. Alrighty. My tip this week is pretty simple. It's just rose quartz. Rose quartz is a stone of unconditional love. We associate it with love, tenderness, and harmony. And it is a great stone to carry when you need to receive, spread, and experience more love. It's a basic one, right? People that start collecting crystals practically always start with rose quartz and amethyst. And maybe some fluorite. They are the basic bitches of the, and maybe clear quartz, but they are the basic bitches of the crystal world. There's no doubt. But you know what? That's because they're great. So get them, right? Get them. Carry your rose quartz right now. It'll be good for your heart. It'll be good for other people's heart too. Christy's energy oracle this week, Christy's article this week is a video, Managing Chronic Pain for Empaths. This is a brand new video that she just put out a couple of days ago, and it's awesome. She's had a lot of practice in this arena. If you're a chronic pain sufferer, watch this. She's got some great ideas. You know, lots of crime over at True Crime Squad. Last week we were talking about the heist at the Louvre. Have you heard about this? Oh my God. They actually have somebody, two people in custody now, but I haven't heard that they've recovered the jewels. I'm not sure. They were all French crown jewels that were stolen. Wild. Lots of meditations over at Planet Meditation to check out. And that's it. That is Luminous this week. So hopefully you got a few things from it. I feel like this was just a good reminder to all of us to take your power back. It's a good one for me. I have been feeling so defeated, so pissed off, so unsure of what I was going to do. I'm still not totally sure what I'm going to do about a few things. And maybe one good thing that's coming from this conversation about insurance, because I talked to my agent about the fact that there's some surgeries that I need to help repair my legs that my insurance has been pretty unwilling to pay for. And he was going to do a little homework before we speak today about whether one of the other companies might be better for me, actually, that would be comparable in cost, probably, because this is the reality of what insurance is going to do this year to people in the US. It's just the reality. But maybe a different company would cover me better to help me get the surgeries I need on my legs. So, wouldn't that be something? So, maybe there's going to be a bright silver lining here for me. We'll find out. So, let me clean this singing bowl out. It sits next to my desk, but it's got a lot of things in it, and one of them is this wig. Why? Because over at True Crime Squad, Christy and I both have a few wigs that we wear occasionally when we are making fun of a certain defendant. So this is my Lori Vallow wig. I wore it yesterday. This is my Sarah Boone wig. I haven't worn it in a while. She's in prison now. I don't know that we're gonna have a lot more with Sarah in the future, but it's a great Karen wig too, though, so. Anyway, good reminder to me not to just be, filling my whole singing bowl up with all kinds of stuff. Because what if I need it? All right, here we are, with no more wigs or stickers or anything in it. Okay. How disrespectful to a singing bowl. All right, I'm just going to play this bowl two times. The first time I play it, I want you to just breathe with it and allow yourself to release anything you're carrying that no longer serves you. Just really breathe with it, intending that anything you're carrying that isn't serving you anymore, that could be bringing you grief or pain or sadness, frustration, whatever, we're going to breathe, we're going to release it. We're not going to carry it this anymore. That's the first step. Good. Okay. going to play it again. This time, I want you to just start thinking about your heart. I'm going to play this. I want you to move into your heart space. That's that heart chakra right in the center of your chest. I want you to just, as I play the bowl, allow the energy of your heart to get larger and larger. It may be pink, it may be green, it could be white. Not here to tell you what it has to look like, but let that expand and get larger and larger around you until you are completely enveloped in that heart. And then let it keep growing. To your home, your community, your state, your country, your world. Let's just expand our heart energy out and out and out, wrapping all this in our heart light. There you have it. And there you go, my friends. This is how we continue to make the world a better place. Don't forget, I am a professional psychic advisor over at 12listen.com. You can find me over there every day doing readings and healings. I do a lot of energy work, a lot of animal communication. I'll help you in any way that I can. That bowl, I don't know what the hertz is. That bowl is, let's see, C, D, E, F. The heart chakra is F, right? Yeah, because the root is C, the sacral is D. Oh, no, it's E, sorry. It's E, the note of E. So yes, you can head over to 12listen.com. It's number 12listen.com. And look for me, Katie Weaver. I am there daily. If you head over there and you need to talk to me and I'm not there, but I'm, well, probably on a podcast. So all you have to do is do a callback request and I'll get a text that lets me know that someone's waiting for me and I'll get back to you as fast as I can. But I'm there most of the time. There are ways to do a chat or a call or an email reading. So lots of different ways to connect as well. I will be back here next week, same place, same time for normal, per normal. Thanks for being here, you guys. Thanks for being a part of my path. I love you. I appreciate you. Here's to a good week with some miracles, some breakthroughs, and some good news. And have a fun Halloween. Be safe. This has been yet another production of The Katie Weaver Show here on 12 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.